Well, it's that time of year when we recognize that people actually grow up and some grow out, but we don't recognize those. And graduation, wow. Getting tired of saying, I remember when you were down here. Think of Brooks and Ben and Elizabeth, it's good to see you. And you too, Lee. We're glad to see you.
It's great to be here with
But I remember when these guys were so little, and now we have some coming to graduation, and I just thought the appropriate person to do this would be James, as he's been working with the young people. And James, why don't you come up here, and we have some Bibles to give to them at this time.
Thank you, Pastor Gary. You know, as I sat back and thought about this time that each of us have either already passed or passing now or come to pass, I think back at my own point of graduating, and I didn't know the Lord when I first graduated high school. It wasn't until shortly after I started college, so I can recall seeing this time of life through the eyes of the world without hope and then the eyes of having a hope. So in that, I have great joy in my heart when I see young ones that know the truth when they go out into the world, that have been equipped with that, and that have a heart that desires after the things of the Lord. So with that said, Stephen and Marie, if you guys would join us up here for just a minute, we've got something for you. You know, I thought it appropriate to just read a couple of passages real quick that really talk to this time. Proverbs chapter 3 talks to one that's going out. You can see the picture of one that's leaving the home and beginning to face different trials that are in this world. It says in verse 1 of chapter 3, "My son, do not forget my teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Matthew chapter 6 talks to an anxiety. Christ begins to address being nervous for what tomorrow brings. But in that, he lets us know that our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you need today, tomorrow, and for the rest of eternity. And he's going to equip you with all those things. All he asks is for you to seek him first and his righteousness, and he'll provide those things. All of us here wish the very best for you guys in every day that's to come, but that pales in comparison to what the Lord has in store for you and what he desires for you. So we're just so proud of you guys for this time that you've reached. And one thing that we like to do, as Pastor Gary mentioned, we like to equip you right off the bat with a new Bible. So, Stephen, I'm going to make you give me a hug. You have to bring it in. And then Marie, we got one for you as well. I'm going to give you a hug too. Amen. Thank you guys. We'll be continually praying for you.
Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we want to give you thanks for this time of life in which we now begin to explore our personal relationship with you. Lord, may it become real, genuine, sincere, as each begins to face the realities of this world. May they embrace their Savior as being more real than them. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.